Ranger Rick scores one for hopeful conservatives, or three, a clean sweep by former Senator Rick Santorum in Missouri's primary and Minnesota and Colorado's caucuses on this Wednesday, February 8th. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Curiouser and curiouser. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
We're going to talk about Rick Santorum's surge. We'll talk about memorializing Ike, super PACs for lefties. That's right. And the guys who dig up campaign dirt. It's all politics this hour. Here's what you're talking about.
This is David from North Miami Beach, Florida. The Chrysler ad was a beautiful fiction to heartwarming story of coming together from Fiat Chrysler, an Italian company.
That's right. David from Florida there sharing his thoughts on Chrysler's Super Bowl ad, subsidiary of Fiat. It's called Halftime in America. It's got people talking about fears of America's decline and the idea of coming back in the second half. Did you see the ad? Do you have a problem with the metaphor? What did you think? Give us your view at 877-8-MY-TAKE, but let's check the morning's top headlines.
And it's a hat trick for Rick Santorum. The former Pennsylvania senator takes all three Tuesday night contests in Colorado, Minnesota, and Missouri. Santorum averaged 47% of the vote, even flipping states that Mitt Romney won in 2008. Santorum came out to a rowdy welcome from supporters in Missouri when he took a swipe at his rival, Romney.
Your votes today were not just heard loud and wide across the state of Missouri and Minnesota, but they were heard loud and louder all across this country. And particularly in a place that I suspect, maybe in Massachusetts, they were heard particularly loud tonight.
Santorum's victories put the front-runner status of Mitt Romney in jeopardy. However, the former Massachusetts governor says he still expects to be the candidate to take on President Obama.
This was a good night for Rick Santorum. Want to congratulate Senator Santorum. Wish him the very best. We'll keep on campaigning down the road, but I expect to become our nominee with your help.
All three contests were non-binding. That means the delegate count has not changed. Caucuses in Maine run until Saturday and last for an entire week. Opponents of same-sex marriage are planning to appeal a ruling by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. A three-judge panel says California's ban on same-sex marriage is in direct violation of the U.S. Constitution. In a 2-1 ruling, the court said Proposition 8 withholds equal protection rights of gay and lesbian couples.
Today is reportedly the heaviest day of fighting in Syria, the western city of Homs taking a pounding this morning from security forces trying to quell the uprising. A resident of Homs tells our partner, the BBC, he doesn't believe the Assad regime when it says it wants to negotiate with opposition forces.
It will never end it by peace. The world have to do something, not just speaking, blah, blah, blah. They have to do something.
That resident was responding to reports that after the foreign minister of Russia met with President Assad, an agreement was reached for the vice president of Syria to speak with opposition leaders. The State Department is preparing to cut the number of staff based at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. Our partner, the New York Times, says the employment could be cut by 16,000. That's cut by half in the near future. Security concerns continue to make it difficult for Americans to travel outside the compound in Baghdad and interact with Iraqis, making it difficult to justify the embassy's $6 billion whopping price tag.
The Obama administration is reviewing a decision mandating certain religious institutions to include birth control in their health care coverage. Many Catholic officials have spoken out against that measure, and congressional Republicans say it steps on freedom of religion rights guaranteed by the Constitution. White House press secretary says the administration is exploring other options. And Nokia plans to cut 4,000 jobs over the next 10 months, those layoffs coming at smartphone manufacturing plants across Europe and in Mexico.
Checking the markets, Asian and European markets up. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow at 12,878, the S&P at 1,347, and the NASDAQ at 2,904. Did you watch the Super Bowl on Sunday? Did you see this?
It's halftime in America, too. People are out of work and they're hurting. They're all wondering what they're going to do to make a comeback.
Fred from Massachusetts reacted on our Facebook page. Some Americans are doing better than ever. They're the ones who buy Super Bowl ads, and it's in their best interest to pump up the majority of Americans to help distract them from their stagnant wages, their growing debt, and absolute servitude. What do you think? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Coming up, the Santorum Surge.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.